So you've decided that you are going to have this double mastectomy. There's actually no other thought for you at this point. So you're in with the doctors and you have the surgery. Take us there. Take us to, if you can remember what you thought before you went in and what happened after the surgery.
Well, before I went in, my concern was how much pain I was going to be in afterwards.
Yeah, sure.
And the problem with the pain is that I can't take any narcotics. So.
Why can't you take narcotics
now? I'm allergic to most of the narcotics.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
I hallucinate. It upsets my stomach.
Okay.
So I couldn't take the real harsh drugs.
Right.
I could take Tylenol with codeine, morphine while I'm in the hospital.
Right.
But I couldn't. I could, when I came home, I knew I had to have something strong. So I think she gave me oxycodone or something like that.
Okay. That's a strong one, too.
It's a strong one, but I was able to tolerate that.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay.
So that was another concern. But after the surgery, I knew that when I came into my doctor's office to get the results, my surgeon said to the family, we were all in there, and she said, well, we got all but a little bit. And when she said that, and she said, and we went into, this is how she said it, we got all but, there was a little bit left of the treatment, the chemotherapy took care of most of it, but it was a little bit left. So when she said after the surgery, she kept saying it was a little left.
Mm-hmm.
Then she went into the explanation of the lymph nodes, and she said, well, we took out 5 lymph nodes, and it was just in the first 2, but I had them dissect the last 3 to make sure there was nothing in there.
Right.
And she said, when they, I asked them to go through it, she said, I sent it back again and told them to go through all the tissue to make sure again, just to dissect it and go in and keep digging to make sure.
Right,
and so she said they did that and they didn't find anything. So we'll just say that it was just in the first 2.
Okay.
So my question was, well, can it jump? To go into,
okay.
And she said,
yeah,
no,
okay.
It doesn't do that.
Okay.
She said, if it's in the 1 or 2, then it doesn't affect the ones after that.
Okay.
So that was my concern.
Okay.
But then when she said there was a little bit left, so I'm thinking, okay, well, how are we going to get that little bit that's left? I guess I'm going to have to talk to an oncologist and maybe I'm going to have to get a little bit more treatment. So that's what we were going through. We went home thinking that it was still a little bit left in me, okay? Do you hear what I'm saying?
I do, and it makes no sense to me. After all that, the treatments,
and now the cutting. And now the mastectomy, and then there's a little bit of cancer left.
What the hell?
Why couldn't you get it, and
right,
what happened?
Right.
So we're all going through that. My family's thinking, okay, well, now, well, maybe it's spread it, maybe it's, and everybody's really worried and upset, and, so when I go back to get the bandages removed and get her to check the drains and everything, because I had 2 drains.
Okay.
I asked the doctor, I said, so what is the protocol? What are we going to do about the little bit that was left? And she looked at me and she said, what are you talking about, the little bit that was left? I said, yeah, you said there was a little. She said, no. The little bit that was left was in your breast. We cut that off.
Okay.
I said, oh God, you did not explain
no,
it that
girl,
way.
What the, no,
you
right.
Didn't
you
say
just
that.
Said like that. I mean,
no,
I'm like, what
said,
the, oh.
And then she said, oh, that went into the.
The bucket or
yeah,
whatever.
Bucket. I said, oh my God, thank
okay,
you, Jesus.
Okay.
Thank you, God, thank you.
Right,
so,
right. Yeah, that makes more. Oh no, I just went dead.
What happened?
On my contact.